After liberation, we have wisdom.
Mm.
We made it, Duncan. We got to the end. We are now fully wise, wisdom. So you would think that after liberation, that that would be it. But why is there something after?
Yeah. Because we need to know that we've arrived at liberation.
Yeah.
So we started off at the very beginning with ignorance. And finally we arrive at wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've turned the tables. we've seen it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a journey from, you know, making something out of nothing and not recognizing that to now recognizing that.
Yeah.
And you might have thought that it would end at liberation, but liberation is part of the process, and we need to know that we've arrived at liberation. Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, you need to know you've transcended, and have the transcendent moment again could be in a sense fleeting if you want, but the hangover from it, the thing that's learned, is the way is the wisdom how to then to rather than just having a holding on to the event, say, as if it's an event, but it's what you learn from it is the actual important bit. Because it has changed the ignorance to the wisdom.
Yeah. So when the Buddha attains enlightenment, I think he says, done is what needed to be done.
In his true Yoda voice.
yeah. So that's the moment of wisdom. You know, he's had the enlightenment. Here comes the wisdom, that recognition that done is what is needed to be done. You know, you can see that this was waiting here all along.
And this is the end of the journey. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that knowing of it. There's that being able to reflect back onto it and understand it for what it is.
And it'd be an easy stage to kind of leave out, because you could quite happily sit in liberation. But I think it's definitely the best end card. Like it's definitely there. Mm. And the image itself, you pronounce that mudra he's doing, can you?
Yeah.
Bhumishpara mudra, is that right?
Yeah, Bhumishpara, I think it is. So that was the gesture that the Buddha made when he attained enlightenment, that touching the earth as a witness to what's been achieved. You know, and again, that sense that this has been done, you know, I've reached the end point.
Yeah.
And he's touching the earth because supposedly at the time, you know, he was the only awakened being. Yeah. So there was no one else around to recognize that he was the only one. So he touches the earth.
And so in our image, we have him above the desert, but it's still there. It's still where he's still, you know, instead of touching it, he's, I suppose, in a sense, pointing down to it.
And I think the thing I love about this one is we have a bit of Jung's transcendent function here, because we're out of the desert. At last, the desert is in the background.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're leaving it behind.
I kind of like that the desert has that double kind of exposure thing to it, to kind of to make it feel that the illusionary kind of quality to it, or something, you know, the dreamy kind of quality to it, or not necessarily that it's an illusion, but that we're looking at it the wrong way.
And it's now drifting in space, isn't it? This huge cosmic void.
And we're so much bigger than it at this point. Like we're huge now above it. We've I like this. And it took me a while to settle on it. There was particularly the stuff in the background where it's the emanations or whatever it is. It took me a while to get them to sit properly. With my brain didn't like it for a while, but I think it worked out well. And I kind of like the way it kind of splits the image in two. So that you almost have like a dome to it as well, or something. It's that like above the desert, and he seems quite peaceful. He seems happy enough. he knows something. So from a divinationary point of view, a job well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations. End point. All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end point and knowing that you've reached the end point, completion, wholeness. Bit like the world card in the tarot.
Right, yes, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the end of a cycle. You know, potentially the beginning of a new cycle, a new form of existence.
The end of an era, the end of part of your life or something, but not in a bad way, in a good way. That, you know, it's just done. It's, you know, it hasn't been a catastrophe or anything. It's just, you know, you've done everything you can do in this job. It's time to move on to the next job.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Done is what is needed to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. So assuming then that the near enemy would be something along the lines of not knowing you're done, or feeling you're done when you're not really done, or, you know, a false sense of completion or achievement, or a feeling you've achieved more than you actually have, I suppose.
Yeah.
False wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, prematurely identifying something, perhaps. Yeah. You know, or the opposite, not knowing when to stop. So keeping going when you should have stopped ages ago.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not seeing, I suppose, like, not seeing something you've done, like, you're not seeing the value in something you've done, just kind of, you know, it's like not knowing it's finished. You just keep working on it. You know, painter or whatever keeps working on until you ruined the picture. It was finished an hour ago and you're still at it. You've destroyed it.
Yeah. Stop fiddling with it.
Yeah. Leave it alone. It's fine. Achievements undermined by doubt or reluctance to move on from. Yeah, so that seems fair.
Mm.
So, does anything come after wisdom? Is that it? Is there in Adana deck part two? the secret third Nadana's, where all the real good stuff is. Is there anything in closing you want to mention or anything? Or
just to say that we talked in the introductory video that we did about the Nidanas mapping onto the Tree of Life.
Mm.
You know, there's 22 paths on the Tree of Life, and there's 26 Nidana cards.
Yeah.
And mapping those onto the paths. And they map quite well. The interesting thing is, you know, it's not that there's any more Nidanas. You know, we have an excess of them. You know, they don't all fit onto the Tree of Life. It's the other way around. And the, you know, the cards like Wisdom, Liberation, you know, those are the ones that don't fit on the Tree of Life and maybe map onto the, you know, the rails beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have it in the book, haven't you? That you have an actual map that you did out of them. You should finish that book. Yeah.
This is what Foolish Fish is going to pick up on, isn't he? He's going to say, there's no fucking book.
Yeah. So you haven't followed the Nadana's truth to actually finish the book. There's no liberation or completion or wisdom. Keep working on it.
Well,
6,000 page book.
We've got these videos, haven't we? We've got the Nidana podcast. So
yeah, plenty there. I think that's it. There's not really anything.
No, probably not, is there?